They're small businesses with big dreams. We pair them with top CEOs to help take them from startup to success.
I never really had that voice of reason.
Bloomberg The Mentor, Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern on Bloomberg Television.
This is a Bloomberg ETF report for Thursday, November 4th. Gold futures have jumped more than 27% in the past year, reaching a record high. John Hathaway, managing director of Tocqueville Asset Management, says the rise in the price of gold is a result of what he calls the degradation of paper money as central banks keep interest rates low. According to Hathaway, the monetary system is in the process of melting down, and gold is a one asset that's most likely to be left standing when the dust settles. In a commentary, Hathaway says gold is a fairly reliable barometer for the extent of current and future monetary destruction. Hathaway says for investors who don't want to buy physical gold, the ETF GLD has been what he calls a huge success.
It tracks gold very closely. It is backed by physical gold. So unless you want to take physical possession and put it in your somewhere in your house, it's a very good alternative, and it doesn't have the risks that go with owning a mining stock, which, of course, are quite numerous.
GLD, or the SPDR Gold Trust, has gained more than 27% in the past year. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs. That's a Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Catherine Cowdery.
Copyright Bloomberg LP 2010.